Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime at RTE.ie.
You're very welcome back to the programme. A group from a rural cabin community are handing out flyers in Lisbon in Portugal this evening as they search for their neighbour who vanished in the Portuguese capital this day 3 years ago. 38-year-old Jean Tighe was last seen on the 13th of July 2020. 3 years on, her family are none the wiser as to what happened. And they insist the Portuguese police have never properly investigated the mystery surrounding all of this. The case was raised in the Dáil this afternoon with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has reported on this story several times and he joins me now. You might remind me, Barry, first of all, about the detail.
Yeah, Jean Tighe is from Muntre Connacht outside Virginia in County Cavan. She had mental health difficulties and in summer 2020, the then 38-year-old went to Portugal to escape the harsh COVID lockdown. She was last seen at the Help Yourself Hostel in Parreda outside Lisbon and Cascais on the afternoon of July 13th, exactly 3 years ago today. A worker at the hostel said she'd gone to meet a Brazilian man but had no other details even of Jean's appearance. A few days later, an Angolan man claiming to be Jean's boyfriend reported her missing. He died at the start of this year. Now back then, the local police in Portugal, they immediately opened a criminal investigation, but the Tighe family, who mightn't hear from Jean for months, they weren't told about this until January 2021, 6 months later. Through their own inquiries, they've established she booked a flight home to Ireland the day before she disappeared, and her mobile phone, it showed signs of life until February 2021, 7 months after she was last seen, including responding to messages, even though the phone was last seen at the hostel in Lisbon the day she disappeared. All the rest of Jean's belongings, they were also left behind there the day she was last seen. Now the Tighe family claim the Portuguese police, they haven't taken key and vital steps in their investigation, and so this week and indeed this evening some are taking matters into their own hands. Local women from Muntre Connacht handed out flyers in Lisbon close to the area where Jean was last seen, and one of those is Regina Skelly.
A lot of the people, that the places we went to, were surprised that they heard nothing, but were, for the most part, quite willing to put up a sign. Now, in the hotel, they weren't happy to put it on display, probably for business-related reasons. It didn't look good, maybe, as an advertisement. Went down to the beach, a few of the restaurants. Most of the restaurants were quite happy to display there and then. There was one place that had good English, but they were absolutely, no, they weren't happy to display it at all. We went down to Parreda, walked around some of the shops. Literally, when you come out of the train station, the hostel is just on the corner of the square, so you can actually see it from the train station. We walked around a few of the shops. Most of them were takeaways. Some very happy to take the sign, display it both in English and Portuguese. I went into the next shop, who said he remembered the case well. So that was interesting, but he wasn't able to fill us in on any more information. Went to a lady again on the same square. She owned the chemist for the last 20 years. Had heard nothing about it.
Were you surprised by that lack of knowledge?
Well, I was, because one man was very aware of it and the other one knew nothing about it. I kind of thought, in such a small area, because they were within 3 minutes walking distance of the train station and of the hostel, that some knew and some didn't. The taxi drivers all said they didn't speak English and wouldn't take a flyer and did not want to know.
What of the hostel? You say they didn't want to put up a flyer.
No, so when we went to the hostel first, a young man came out and he was one of the hostel workers. So he said that he wasn't the manager. The manager wasn't on duty and we would have to contact the manager directly.
So no further on after visiting the hostel, essentially?
Absolutely no further on.
Tell me about the mass you organised.
Went to the church and we got speaking to the priest, and we just asked him if he would put mass up for Jean today. Now, he said it was his parish church, so he was having parish mass, but he would include her in the prayers today. So it was all in Portuguese. I didn't understand a word of it, to be honest. But he said mass, and mass was lovely. But at the end of mass, we had the flyers with us. So we stood outside and everybody was quite receptive. They took the flyers from us, and I could see as they were walking out, they were stopping and reading the flyers. They were taking note of it. Maybe somebody somewhere might have seen something or heard something. You can only hope.
Yeah, that's the hope, all right. That's Regina Skelly. What are the Thai family saying on the third anniversary, Barry?
They still can't believe and are upset that the Portuguese police appear not to have checked through Jean's banking records or her social media activity, including from the dating site Match.com, to try to ascertain what exactly happened. Indeed, Jean Tai was only added to the Portuguese police's register of missing persons earlier this week. Now, Jean's sister Leona, she's met the Portuguese police previously, and she says urgency is needed in their investigations.
We're just devastated. We're heartbroken and we miss her so much. We want her back home as quick as possible and we want to know what happened. What happened that our sister Jean disappeared without trace on the 13th of July 2020?
Still so many questions 3 years on, in spite of knocking on so many doors, as you've outlined to me before.
Still don't know what her digital footprint was. What's the carry on the social media? You know, who saw Jean? What did they see? Are they telling the truth or not?
How difficult is it, notwithstanding that Jean is missing, but to have all those questions and making no tangible progress, really, I suppose, in many of those areas?
It's very difficult because no matter what way you go, you can't say this might have happened to Jean or that might have happened to Jean because we don't have the basic information. We can't believe that in this day and age this is happening. Bank account details. Where was the last time Jean tapped her phone or card? We don't have that information.
It has been ascertained she had flight tickets booked home to Ireland, and we also know that she left the hostel to go meet a Brazilian friend, but again, nobody knows who that is, or indeed who proffered that information.
That's right, Barry. We know that Jean booked a Ryanair flight to go to Dublin on July 12th. Jean never boarded that flight on July 15th. And also, the hostel worker that said that they saw my sister, Jean Tai, leave the hostel area on Monday afternoon the 13th with a Brazilian man. It's an awful lot of information to give to the Portuguese police and to not have it properly verified. Is that the truth? Did you really see Jean, or did something else happen?
There has been a recent development, and this is the fact that Jean has finally been classified as a missing person in Portugal.
Finally, we got the Portuguese police to add Jean, to put Jean up onto their police administered database for missing persons. It has taken 3 years, over 1,000 days to get to this place. Just happened too late. Just goes to show you how slow this investigation is, how there needs to be more collaboration between the Irish and the Portuguese authorities to make sure that they leave no stone unturned to help us find Jean. There is information somewhere. I would urge the Gardaí to send in whatever letters of authority that Meta Facebook need to move forward to gather that information that's on Jean's social media accounts, and that the Irish and Portuguese authorities would work together. But we have more work to do.
I know you've said previously that Jean suffered from anxiety, but that perhaps might also have fed into the tardiness, if you will, in some of the investigations here.
Mental health issues. If your sister went missing, you would do anything you could to find her. It shouldn't stand in the way of anything. Jean needs to be looked for.
How are the family feeling on the third anniversary?
We didn't think that we would be here. I suppose some people within the family thought that Jean would show up. And we just ask people to pray to God now that Jean comes home. We have to keep going for our sister Jean.
My God, it's heartbreaking. That's Leona Tai, there, Jean's sister. A key component in campaigns like this, Barry, as you've pointed out in this program before, is what happens politically. What is happening politically here?
The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, back from maternity leave, she's requested information from An Gáirde Síochána on their work on the case to date, while the local Cavan TD, Brendan Smith, he raised the case with An Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, in the Dáil this afternoon.
Well, what I raised with An Tánaiste, and I actually discussed this case with him very recently again, but today I emphasise that the authorities in Portugal have a lot of questions that they need to answer. We, as our Department of Foreign Affairs, our Department of Justice and our statutory agencies, must insist with their counterparts in Portugal that much more thorough and comprehensive search is carried out for Jean. The family have not got answers in regard to whether the Portuguese police have accessed or sought Jean's bank records. Have they contacted Mita in regard to her social media accounts such as Facebook and Instagram? In the digital world, those are absolutely essential investigative tools today. What I asked Antonisce, and he assured me that the Department of Foreign Affairs, that they will continue to support the family. They will continue to liaise with the relevant authorities in Portugal. Similarly, we need An Garda Síochána to be very active with their counterparts in Portugal as well, and to demand what's happening in the search for Jean, and how extensive is that search, and what means are being undertaken.
How confident are you, or how confident can you be, that the search may step up in its intensity?
The fact that Jean wasn't on the missing persons list is an issue that I raised some time ago. Very, very regrettable, and indeed, as I said in the Dáil earlier, totally unacceptable that it took up until Monday to get Jean's name on that particular database, because that's another piece of important information that's transmitted in other countries as well. Every investigative tool has to be exercised.
And that is Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan, Brendan Smith, ending that report from Barry Lenehan.